Picasso once said that Paul Cézanne, the great 19th century French painter, was the father of us all. Cézanne's brush strokes, the way he distorted perspective, his subjects, all influenced the Cubists and many artists who came after him. A group of Cézanne's still life paintings are on view right now at the Barnes Foundation in Philadelphia. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg went to take a look.
The night before the show opened, the Barnes had a fancy dinner for lenders, people who actually live with Cézanne's every day. "That one's mine," said one well-groomed lender, pointing. "I keep it at the foot of the stairs." My neighbor Barbara Baldwin went to the Barnes a few months ago. That incredible collection of pretty much every painting you've ever seen reproduced in art books that's not in the Met or the Musée d'Orsay in Paris. She was wowed by the Renoirs, the largest Renoir collection in the world. "All those naked women," Barbara said. "Good heavens." The current special exhibition is all about naked fruit. Apples, mostly. The show is called The World is an Apple, The Still Lives of Paul Cézanne.
Repetitive apples with apples, how many apples do you need in a lifetime?
But not the way Cézanne paints them, says Joe Rischel of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. With Cézanne,
every game is a new game.
New because of how he painted them and how he arranged them before he painted them.
He would stick little wedges of any kind, sometimes fat little coins underneath them just to prop them up. Isn't that cute?
Cute? Ingenious. He propped one apple higher than others, put another at an angle, pushed another into the foreground, then he painted. Cézanne, playing with perspective. "I want to astonish Paris with an apple," he is said to have said. And coming to town from his southern country village of Aix-en-Provence, Cézanne certainly did.
They thought he was crazy.
Benedict Lecca is curator of this show.
People said he was on drugs, even. People said that he was dabbling in hashish and he was out of his mind.
Judith Dolkard, chief curator at the Barnes, says Paris had never seen brushwork like this.
These are these very short parallel strokes, very clearly painted. He does nothing to do to hide his hand.
The paint is thick. It's almost chiseled onto the canvas. You can see the edges of each hatched stroke. And subtly, within each paint stroke, the colors change. One has more white in it. The one next to it is darker.
Every time he is lifting his brush, he's declaring, "I'm a painter. This is my medium. These are my materials."
What we lose today is the shock value of these paintings.
Again, curator Benedict Lecca. He is director of curatorial affairs at the Art Gallery of Hamilton in Ontario, Canada.
They were shocking at the time. To a French viewer in the late 19th century, an apple painted with these distinct strokes in this kind of rough-hewn manner would have been shocking.
In those days, painters made their strokes smooth and invisible as possible. Not Cézanne, which may be one of the reasons, Lecca says, for this shocking little dab of Cézanne information.
There's never been a show entirely devoted to his still life paintings.
In the U.S. anyway. And given Cézanne's fame and how many still lives he painted, it really doesn't make sense. How come? How is that possible?
There is a historic bias against still life painting. It was always the lowest genre in the hierarchy of painting as established by the French Academy in 1648.
Seems still lifes, they say lives, by the way, not lives, were the bottom feeders of the art world. Most prized were historical subjects, Bible scenes, mythic figures. After that, portraits. Landscapes were okay, although landscape painters were sometimes seen as slackers, not working all that hard. But apples? A parade of fruit? Nah. Paul Cézanne took on the establishment. Ambitious, fierce, he was determined to astonish Paris, not just with apples, but by making his mark on canvas and in life.
He walks around in a blue smock in Paris. He meets Manet on the street and says, "Sorry, I don't want to shake your hand. I haven't bathed in 3 days."
The raw country fellow thumbing his paint stains at Parisian elegance. But Cézanne was no bumpkin.
You know, you're talking about a guy who went to the Louvre, who copied the old masters, who was keenly aware of his historical position. He felt that he was going to go in the history books, so he wanted to make sure to be distinctive.
Well, took a while, but it worked. Today, Cézanne is in the pantheon of old-time great artists. Evidence is at the Barnes Foundation in Philadelphia, masterworks in their permanent collection, and until the end of September, a special still life exhibit, That Astonishment of Apples, and some pears, and oranges. And I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
And you can see some of Cézanne's work at npr.org.